Hey, it's the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Back with me again by popular demand, Todd Locks from the Pride Fitness Company, whatever it is. Pride Fitness get together.
Yeah.
It's a big get together. Now, Todd, how old are you?
54. You know, and you coached me in basketball. Remember, I went to your the Chris Slorton Calhoun basketball camp at one time.
Oh yeah, I had. There was a photo that was going around.
I think I've sent it to you before.
Yeah. That was really cool. That was good. It's hard to believe that long ago. You know, you guys are all you're all grown up.
Semi-ish grown
up. I've grown out. You've grown up. Hey, now. I know you've always been into athletics, but you've been doing this Pride Fitness thing for 15 years, right? How come you made that decision? 15 years, that's a long time. And you're still doing it? You're still enjoying it? You know, you're still having fun at it?
I am. You know, it's not like owning a business to me. Like one thing, I don't consider myself a business owner. I know I own a business. I'm a trainer. That just happens to own a business. You know what I'm saying? I'm too dumb to actually own a business, but somehow, by the grace of God,
I do. You're a smart guy.
You know, I'm motivated by the people that come there. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but just every day I get to see people come in and accomplish things that they never thought they'd be able to accomplish, do things they never thought they'd be able to do. I get to watch people start their health journey, their fitness journey. You know, my business, I've watched people by coming to the gym break addictions. I've watched people come there and meet their soulmates. You know, it's every day. It's just a new story. It's either a new story beginning or it's someone's story continuing. I get to see this every single. We had a girl start at my middle school thing the other day, and she went home to her mom. She told her mom, she's like, "I didn't know I could be strong." You know, and quotes like that, just, you know, watching young girls who all their lives, you know, have been told, you know, you can't lift weights, you can't be strong and tough like the boys. But they come down to the Thunderdome and they find their strength and their empowerment. And that just motivates me every day.
You know what I'm saying? You never get tired of it.
There's some days you can complain about it, but every once in a while, you know, I have to step back and say, you know what, this is what I prayed about. I've prayed about this for years to be where I am today. So I should never, ever complain. Sometimes you got to step back and see the big picture. But I'm not joking to you, Chris. Every time I roll into that parking lot, I have to be there at 5:40 every day. Every day I roll in there, I just look around. I say, this is mine. God gave me this. I am blessed. And it's not a cliche. It's, you know, every single day.
Did you, when you were in high school, were you thinking about being a coach or staying in athletics somehow, or what were you thinking?
You know what? I didn't, which is kind of, I didn't, and I'm glad, but I'm kind of glad I didn't, Chris. I was always into working out. I post this all the time on my page. I have a picture of me getting my first weight set up in Campsville, Illinois.
Yeah.
Getting my first, you know, the DP weight sets, they were filled with concrete and they were plastic on the outside.
Once they cracked,
you'd always get you'd get sand in your eyes.
Yeah.
I have a picture of me. I was probably 9 or 10, Christmas morning, and I'm like this. I have no shirt on, of course. Getting that for the first time, and I've just always worked out. You know, I was always, my family, we're just naturally skinny, tiny people. Uh-huh. If I quit working out, I don't get fat. I get really skinny, and I did not want to be the skinny little, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like that. I was self-conscious about it.
Uh-huh.
So that's really why I started lifting.
I see.
Lifting the weights. And just, you know, from there, I went to college. I graduated from Eastern Illinois. Still, I worked out all through college. Never had anything about going into doing, you know, owning a business or doing that, you know? And so I didn't start Pride until I was 39 years old.
Okay.
But I feel like I did a lot. I've done a lot of jobs since then. And I felt like they were all just teaching tools, you know, how to be better at my job. Because you can have all the knowledge about working out and the body and the muscles and things like that. But if you don't know how to talk to people, you don't know how to, mesh with other people, then you can be have all the knowledge in the world about fitness as you want. And here's an example of that. I couldn't find a job when I first graduated from college. My first job was selling tires. I was the assistant manager at Tire America in Alton.
Yeah?
Yeah, tire salesman.
Yeah.
And people will say, well, how did that ever help you become a good trainer? How did that ever help you become a good business owner? Because this
have
is
they ever
I say,
handled tires?
Well, have you ever went into a tire store and been happy? No. Everyone who walks into that store is mad. No one in the world wants to. There's nothing harder to sell than tires, in my opinion. Because okay. Usually someone's, you know, they've either broke down on the side of the road.
They don't want to buy tires.
They say this is a defective tire. Everyone that comes in there is in a bad mood. And you have to try to sell them something that they don't really want. So you and everyone, no matter if you're a millionaire or not, you have to buy tires.
Yeah.
So when you're there and you're a salesman of tires, like you have to try to, you know, you have to be able to, you know, associate with people who have a lot of money. You have to be on the level with people who, you know, who barely have nickels to rub together. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It teaches you how to deal with all different people. You know, and I feel like just I've had a lot of jobs like that that have just helped me. You know, just become, you know, better with, you know, interpersonal communication and things like that.
And you have a lot of different people come to your Pride workouts.
We do.
All kinds, ages, sizes. I know that. And
again, that's like with selling tires. Like, you know, coming to the gym, we have every demographic there. And I tell people, if you come to Pride and you come to one of our big circuit workouts, you can find yourself in that group. You can find someone who's your age, who's beginning of the same, who's just beginning on their health journey or wherever you're at in your fitness journey. You can find that person there at that gym.
Okay, I got something for you to think about. You can explain this. I've been to some gyms over the years, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you go to this gym and you're there for, you know, you're there for a few years. You may have left and then come back. And you go, and some of the people that you see have been going, but they never change. You know what I mean?
Right.
They never get in any better shape than what they were like 5 years ago. You know?
I see that at my gym also. But one, those people probably eat like crap. You know what I'm saying? As they say, you can't outwork a bad diet. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you're going to the gym and you're moving, you're getting healthier. You know what I'm saying? You may not lose a lot of weight, but your cardiovascular is getting better. You're staying mobile. You know what I'm saying? You're doing so many great things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now you want to lose the weight and look more
right.
like you
got to
eat right.
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like people will come in. I say this to a lot of my athletes who just eat whatever, you know, gummy bears and things like that. I'll say, you want to be a machine. You want to be a Ferrari. But you're putting cheap gas in the gas tank. And if you want to be a machine, you got to feed that machine. And it's the same way with people trying to lose weight. And, you know, another thing that you said about that, someone being gone from the gym a long time. I'm going to brag about Pride Fitness and more about the people that come there. Whenever you join Pride and you start coming Pride, you're not just joining a gym. The gym is joining you. Does that make sense? Like if Chris, you start coming to my gym and you miss a week or two, either myself or someone or Nancy Getton, someone is going to send you a text and say, hey, man, haven't seen you in a while. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're not just you're number 55012. You know what I'm saying? You're Chris Lort.
So it becomes a club.
It is. You know, and people, you hear a lot of times people will say this. They'll say this about my gym. They'll say it about CrossFit. Like, oh, that's a cult. For one, that's usually said by lazy people. But what it is, it's a collection, it's a community of like-minded people with goals to be better. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? They've come together with those same goals. And like I said, the goal is to be a better version of themselves. You know, and the people say, oh, that's a cult. Those are just lazy, unmotivated people.
I know there's bad cults, but there's good cults too.
I don't know
if the definition of a cult is necessarily bad, because if you have, like you said, a bunch of like-minded people, it doesn't mean you have to believe in the devil or anything. It's just you know, you think alike and you're kind of serious about it.
Yeah,
you know?
it's like-minded. You know, a lot of these people come there and maybe they work in a work environment where no one there is motivated to get to work out. Maybe their spouse or other people in their family don't work out. But they come to the gym and they find their people who are like, again, like themselves, trying to just get 1% better every day. you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. I see, like, people give me a lot of props for Pride Fest. Oh, like, listen, man, and I say this all the time, it's not a cliche. It's just, we have a great group of people that come there. You know what I'm saying? You feel, when you come there, you feel like you belong. And people say, I'm intimidated. Listen, you go there and that intimidation is gone like that, you know?
Cool. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Todd Locks with me back again. When he runs the Pride Fit, created and runs Pride Fitness. In Wood River. And it's not hard to find. It's a great place. I've been there before. Big place. Yeah. Humongous
place. It is
place.
Big.
Your record was like 260 people.
One time we had 216 people.
But don't
one
be intimidated by that. Don't be intimidated by the number of people.
You know, and people will say that. You know, like last night we had 142 people there. Mm-hmm. And be like, oh, I don't like. But listen, you come there and it doesn't feel like you're going to a workout. It feels like you're going to an event.
Okay.
And everyone there is your fan, part of your cheering section. You know, it's just, the energy is crazy. The sense of community, sense of, you know, everybody motivated, high-fiving each other is amazing. Like, no, there's zero judgment going on there, you know? And again, that sounds like a cliche, but you have to experience it to really feel it.
Okay, so your business, of course, is working out and helping people work out, and you, of course, work out. But let's talk about food mm-hmm. a little bit. You know, because, like we said, you can work out, but you got to get the right food in your system. And there's a lot of, you know, bad food out there.
And we're going to put food in quotes because I think a lot of what we're being sold these days aren't food. You know, yeah. I'm not a nutritionist, but one of the things I tell people, a simple rule to try to follow.
Yeah, give me a simple rule.
This is a simple rule. Even you can understand this, Chris.
Even me, maybe. Maybe take notes.
I get a little hardened boy. Can understand. Is the fewer ingredients something has, the better it is. Yeah. Write that down, people. The fewer ingredients, like eggs. Eggs are great food. What ingredients did eggs have in them?
One.
Beef. What ingredient does beef have in it?
One
chicken. What does ingredients does chicken have
right.
in it? Do you know what I'm saying? Now, people will go on these diets or whatever, and they'll go out and buy lean cuisines because of the name. Now, you read what the ingredients are on that back of that lean cuisine. I'm telling you, you and I with our Calhoun education, we can't pronounce 3/4 of the words on the back of that because it's chemicals and it's not real food. It's
whole
processed
foods.
Food. You know what I'm saying? Like
Whole Foods, right?
What's that?
You want
whole foods. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not these things with a paragraph
but you know
of
what?
The ingredients.
It's hard to eat out. You know, it's hard to, you know, go by, swing. I need something to eat, swing in, getting something to eat, or drive in at Whole Foods. How do you get Whole Foods?
Well,
or can you?
First of all, I mean, eating out, if you go to fast food,
Forget it.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can get a salad there, but who's doing that? If you're going there, you're not going there to get a salad. Now, you can go to restaurants like the Brick House, my brother's place in Bethalto. They have what they call the Pride Meal.
Okay.
It's a grilled chicken breast, has green beans, it has rice, you know, things like you can make good choices. Now, when we all go out to eat, we don't want to make good choices. I understand it's okay to splurge more. I don't have a six pack. Mm-hmm. I like to also enjoy some food, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But it should be like about an 80-20% split. 80% clean, 20%, you know, enjoy what you're eating. You know, and here's something I will say, and it's a great point what you made up about convenience.
Yeah.
The problem is the best way to do it is what I do is on a Sunday, prepare your meals. Okay. Make up, and people think, oh, that's time consuming. Man, get you one of those Blackstones, get a crock pot, get a, you know, use your oven.
Oh, you prepare it, you cook it.
You make up a bunch of meals for the week.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Because what happens? You get busy down here at the studio, and it's like, hey, run to the Speed Mart here in town and grab me a sub sandwich. That's what you do. Because when you choose convenient, isn't generally the healthy choice. But if you had a pre-made meal, and I know you like to save money. Mm-hmm. If you had a pre-made meal, you're going to eat that pre-made meal that you know what I'm saying, that you put in the fridge. You know, mm-hmm. so, you know, that what is that old saying? Fail to prepare to fail.
Okay, well, give me this. Okay, let's say, as far as eating, what What times? What would be the best time?
Whatever works for you the best.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I don't think. I mean,
I hear you're not supposed to eat late.
Well, that's something you should worry at. That's after what? Did you say six?
Oh, six.
Gotcha. I heard something different. first of all, worry about what you're eating. People always make things too complicated. Oh, I shouldn't eat this time. I shouldn't eat that. You know what I'm saying? Get into that. Start cleaning up the diet. Start doing the fewer ingredients thing. And then start worrying about when you should eat. You know what I'm saying? We all have busy lives. And worry about what you're eating before you start. That's the same thing with workouts. People make it. The internet and the social media makes everything so complicated. You know what I'm saying? The same lifts that we did back in high school. Bench press, squat, deadlifts, chin-ups, rows, things like that. Keep it simple. What is that? KISS? Keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't get in all that with the when and how. Just worry about that. People like, and the first thing people want to do to me is like, well, what supplement should I take? Supplements are there to supplement in case you're eating a really good diet and maybe you're lacking in something. You know what I'm saying? People want to eat crappy food and then take supplements. That makes no sense to me. You know?
Do you have an opinion on that those shots that people were taking?
that might be a whole nother show, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
You see, people look like they're like, I look around and people look like they're melting.
Yeah.
They look like I can literally go, that person's doing it. That person's doing it, because you know what? It takes your muscle away. You can see people, they get that, I don't think, Ozempic face or GLP face,
where they
look saggy, there's no muscle. And right now, you don't know the long-term effects of that. Now, people will argue, say, well, I got off my blood pressure medicine. I got off this. But I feel like you're setting yourself up for way worse side effects than what's ever going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, work on cleaning up that diet. And I hate to say this because I have friends that do it, but to me, it feels like the easy way out.
Okay, I got another question for you. What's your opinion on this? Back in years ago when I was younger, I never heard of this, but now they're all over the place, these men's clinics. What do you think about those? Where you get testosterone shots and they have all the different things to help people I don't know, lose weight or gain strength but young people are doing it now. Younger people.
Lot.
I mean, like in their 30s or 40s.
I feel like a lot of times those places, and I mean, they'll go and test your numbers and they want to sell you whatever it is they're selling you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying this happens or doesn't happen, but I feel like they can read the numbers like, oh, this is where your levels are here. They should be here. You should buy this from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And maybe they're comparing a 60-year-old numbers to what they should be if they're 20.
Right.
You know, I don't know enough about them, but,
okay.
You know, I feel like a lot of times everyone wants to not work out and not eat that good diet and just go straight to another pill. Everyone's so medicated and right now that it's crazy. You know, like you take a pill and then you got to take a pill to counteract that pill. And then you got to take a pill to counteract that pill.
Yeah.
I take no medications, none.
No medications.
And I hate to say this because people get on me, but I haven't been to the doctor in 15 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't get sick. I just never get sick. Now I have good genetics. My dad, you know,
he
didn't go to the doctor. And I just, you know, people say, I listen to my body.
Do you take supplements?
I take creatine.
Okay.
And I do a protein shake. I'll do one or two scoops a day. And I mix that with Greek yogurt and berries and things like that. But I do creatine every day, and I have for many, many years. Creatine is the most studied supplement there is.
What do you like
about
creatine?
It helps with recovery. It's just, I can't go into the total science, but it helps with recovery if your muscles, you know, it helps, you know, with your cells, like retaining water and just hydration and just, there's so many, they've shown that it helps with dementia in people taking creatine. You know, I've got my mom taking it here recently. But I think creatine is the most studied supplement there is.
Okay.
It's been around forever.
And it is a true supplement.
Yes. Now I think you have to find a reputable company to buy it from. I get mine from supplement superstores, First Form. This isn't a plug for them. I know they do third world testing. I'm sorry, third world. Third party, third world, they send it over to. They do third party testing. Now, with the supplement thing, like you and I could go in and we could take a plastic tub and we could fill it with chalk dust and put a label on it and say it has 50 grams of protein and then start selling it to people. And you know who tests that to see if it has 50 grams of protein?
Nobody.
The FDA does not test it. There's a documentary called Bigger, Faster, Stronger. Watch that. And they show them doing it thick. Now, you need to find a company that does third-party testing, and they have someone else test it. And I know for a fact supplement superstores do that.
Supplement superstores.
Yeah, okay. They're a little more expensive, but for me, I'm paying for peace of mind with them.
I see.
You know? Yeah.
Is there anything, you know, you got supplements, you got Whole Foods is probably the biggest thing, and regular exercise, you know? Mm-hmm.
Gotta move your body.
Yeah.
You know? It's, you know, back in 100.
Well, oops. I got one for you.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to get all this in.
Yeah.
How about reps, weight and reps? Let's say for, you know, people that, you know, 40, 50, you know, et cetera, women or men, any certain suggestions you have for that, weight and reps?
Yeah, I mean, this is a whole nother show. I mean, that kind of goes into what your goals are and if you're just starting or things like that. But I will say, I mean, I always start out light. Always start out with a little higher reps. You know what I'm saying? When you're first starting out, you know, and like I said, start slow. Don't go in and do bodybuilding workouts. Don't go in and do like, you know how we used to do back in the day. You'd go in and do 2 hours of chest and be like, ah. Do full body workouts.
Full body.
You know, incorporate lower body, incorporate any sort of pressing movement and incorporate pulls or row type movement. And incorporate those in all your workouts rather than going in, wasting your time and just doing one body, like going and have an arm day. That's great. But it's just, you're not using your time efficiency, especially if you have a time management problem. Go in, do full body. Say you go in on Monday and you do a full body workout, and then say you get busy and you can't go in the rest of the week. Well, at least you've hit every body part. If you went in that day and you just did an arm workout, I'm like, okay, great. You hit your small muscles, you hit your arms, but your lower body and everything else didn't get touched. But I also think, but let me say this, you know, we have four women's weightlifting groups at my gym who meet twice a week, and there's about 20 women in each one of those. So we train up almost 80 women, not in our big group workout. These are separate that they sign up for. And what we have them doing, we'd have them doing heavy resistance exercise. If you're just going in with those
heavy weights.
Yep. You know, we have 50, 60-year-olds doing deadlifts, doing, you know what I'm saying, doing bench presses and presses and things like that. I mean, if you're just going in and using those pink dumbbells at Planet Leisure Club, you're not getting anything out of it. You got to put some resistance. That's the key, is the resistance behind it. Now, we do a lot of heavier, like lower reps, heavier weight, sets of five, things like that. But we will also do, as we get through our strength portion of it, we'll do higher reps, your 8s to 12s. And
Do you think about, like at your club, are you mostly free weight or do you have machines too?
We always say, at my place, we say you are the machine.
Okay.
But we do have a few machines. Yeah, I think there's things.
Are you a believer in machines?
I am. I like them. I believe free weights are better. And several reasons. People think free weights are safer.
Yeah.
Now, free weights are safer. I'm sorry. They think that machines are safer than free weights. Now, machines are safer where you're not going to drop a dumbbell on your face. But now you and I, say we sit down at a machine, a chest press machine. Okay. Now the machine is going to move just like this. Now you and I don't move the same.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? You might have a little, you know, weird, like you're taller than I am. So the range of motion is different, and machines force you into the same movement pattern where free weights, you know, you use how your body naturally moves.
Yeah.
And we're working out to be able to do the things like cleaning your shop, like you talked about, doing some carrying things and things like that. Now, doing things like that, those aren't machines.
Yeah.
That's like carrying buckets. That's more like free weights. And
what I always heard, which I think is true, is when you lift free weights, you not only get muscle strength, but tendon strength around everything.
And it works more your stabilizer joints. Muscles.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Like someone, like, you know, say if you're doing like a goblet squat and it works, you have to keep yourself upright, where you're just like working like a leg press or something like that. There's not a lot, using a lot of stabilizers, and it's not helping. If you're someone who's getting older, it doesn't help your balance a lot more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And at my gym, like at our circuit and things like that, we do a lot of like side to side movement. We do a lot of stepping up. So we do a lot of backwards movement, things like that, that just keeps people mobile longer in their lifetimes.
Hey, you know what? We're out of time. But just I want you to send how people, they're listening to this and they go, man, I want to go. How do they find you?
There's no website, but just, you know, Pride Fitness on Facebook or Instagram. You can message me. I'm not only the owner, I'm also the janitor, the social media director. So it'll go to right
Wood
to
River
me.
Drive to Wood River and go, hey, yeah. Where's Pride Fitness
yeah.
at?
Yeah. Or Todd Locks, LAUX. You can find me on, you know, and just hit me up, send me a message. And I answered, we don't have anyone answering our messages. I answer all the messages as fast as I can, which isn't real fast to some people, but, you know.
Well, Todd, it's been good having you back in.
It's good having you, brother.
Okay. Well, you take care. We'll see you around.